Blog Talk Radio.
Down to the river of Jordan. We ask that you would shake
your word as a vessel and ferry our souls on the cross in the view of the land, where we will rest ruled by with you henceforth, now forevermore. And everybody say amen. I want to pause a second here and give an announcement. Like I said, I already told y'all what this here Bible study tonight was being about. It's impromptu, it's an in-dedication, and we've all sending it out to in dedication to our dear sister Dorothy Down and her son, my fellow deacon, Deacon Gregory Holmes, in memory of their past loved one, Janice Price David. I want to say something also, people, that we need to remember. Some of us are very, how would I say that? I'm not judging anyone, but some of us are very, very, we have a short memory, and we can be very insensitive. We got our way of doing things, and we think that our way is the only way. And we do not respect other people in their endeavors and whatnot. And try not to get myself involved in that kind of category, whereas I got to try to judge other people, what they do, and try to belittle what they do. And then I put my thing up. My thing is so important that to, just like what's so important to me, what you do is also important to you, and I should respect that as well. I said that to say this. I've seen a lot of them come and go during this Bible study trip that I've been on for the last about 13, 14 years, and we are not antagonistic against anyone. People have to do what they have to do, but I'm saying we. Some people, if you wait around on them, you would probably never do anything if you wait around on them for your endorsement, because most people are not going to endorse you. And I saw a real good quote. Somebody put a post up. I don't know who posted it was. I don't know who came up with it originally. But it is nevertheless no more the truth. It says, just because you don't support me, just because you do not push me forward, that doesn't mean that God is not going to use me. In other words, I think it was to some nature that because people think just because they don't agree with you and don't side with you and don't endorse what you do and do not give you any support, you but no, it doesn't stop you. It doesn't stop you. I'm a witness to that just this week. And my brother Anthony Dallas and Hammer Man, I call him Hammer Man, he can vouch for this year because I got some people that subscribed to my channel this week that I had no idea that they was going to do that just by me going in and sitting in on one of his painting live feeds. And I got people that saw me in there that came and subscribed to my channel just because of that. So you see, just because you might have a problem with me, man, other people don't. So in other words, well, you might slam a door in my face, God will make 10 more open. And he does the same thing for all of us. I just want to throw that out there and let y'all know that you're not hurting the individual because you do that. You're really just only hurting yourself. But at any rate, this here broadcast is going to be very impromptu. And like I said, you cannot wait around on certain people because, like I said, you wait around on certain people, you would hardly ever get anything done. Because they're number one, they very slow when it comes to moving to you or to what you would want them to do. But they want you to be very swift when it comes to them and the stuff that they are involved in. Want to also announce that I really finished my third book. I finished my third book, and I have edited it. As a matter of fact, I have published it, and I'm waiting right now in review. So you see, I'm still moving. Still moving by the grace and the goodness and mercy of God. Many men are still moving. And so, in other words, God has not stopped blessing me because you got a problem with me. Hey, believe it. He has not stopped blessing me at all. And I just wanted to throw it out there tonight. As like I said, this special dedicated service in Bible study tonight, impromptu. You're going to use for topic psalm tonight is old hymns, old song by the Nightingales. The Nightingales called Saints, Hold On. I have referenced this song once before, but it was very befitting to do so again tonight. Saints, Hold On. I love the Nightingales. They were some very, very good singers. And if I'm not mistaken, back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say they was out of Brooklyn. They was not out of Brooklyn. I believe they was out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But at any rate, there's been many, many years. I forgot now, but nevertheless, the Nightingales is the name of the quartet group. Name of the song is Saints, Hold On. That's the one that we are spotlighting tonight. And I'm going to let the technology work for me again. Like I said, we got this technology, so we might as well use it to our advantage. And it is good. I know a lot of people use Facebook, YouTube, and all of the social media. Some may use it for different reasons. Some misuse it. But I don't have anything to do with that. I'm just going to make sure that I don't misuse it. And I'm going to use it in the proper manner to get out the word of God. That's number one. I also like to announce that, as a matter of fact, I hooked up with one of my other warriors. I call him a general of the word, named Brother Gregory Dawkins. And, as a matter of fact, we are supposed to do a live Zoom feed on tomorrow at 1 p.m. We're supposed to do that tomorrow. And so I don't know how he got this set up with some more people, maybe. But at any rate, I'm looking forward to it because I love the word. The word is what's going to save you. If anything, it's going to be the word that's going to save you. And so right here, we're going to use the technology. I'm going to be coming from St. John, the gospel recorded by St. John, the 14th chapter, very familiar passage of scripture. I'm going to let the technology do the reading for me here tonight. I may just put on me some glass so I can at least see what's going on. So y'all stand by. This St. John 14 started at verse 1.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
That's enough. That's enough right there, y'all. Thank God for the reading of his word. Thank God for the reading of his word. I let it read from down to St. John 14 chapter, started the very first verse, and I stopped it at the end of the sixth verse. At the end of the sixth verse, and may God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. Now, brothers and sisters, I referenced the song Saints, Hold On by the Nightingales for a reason. You just heard it. You just heard it right there. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm gonna say y'all again. Faith, hold on. Let this sink in to y'all tonight. And as a dedication of Bible study to my sister, Dorothy Diamond, and her son, my classmate and playmate of many years, Deacon Gregory Holmes, we will dedicate this here Bible study in memorial to our dear sister Jane in her homeborn. Now, number one, y'all, I said, Saints, hold on. In this particular passage of scripture, it has been read throughout centuries, funerals, and whatnot. That will be the main, sometime the main scripture that be read by the minister or whoever is the one to be officiating or doing the eulogy of the departed. They will always use this in particular passage of scripture. But I'm here tonight to tell you that this is scripture is not just for the departing of a loved one, y'all, or anyone else for that matter. This is a scripture of hope. This is a scripture of jubilee. If you really want to, if you look at it closely, Jesus was telling his disciples, no other likely this year was during the time of the Last Supper. This was during the time right before he was betrayed, and he was getting ready to go to the cross. And so he was talking to his disciples. More than likely, this conversation was held in that upper room where they was having that Last Supper. Jesus recognized. Well, God gave, look, you talk about Jesus, God on the earth. He knew everything anyway. He knew your thoughts. He knew their thoughts and everything anyway. So Jesus automatically felt and knew that their heart was troubled because they didn't understand all the parameters of what he had been teaching them, even though they were with him all the way, but they still could not understand the big picture of what Jesus was actually fixing to do. And so Jesus gave them consolation here in the John 14 when he said, let not your heart be troubled. See, he said, look, you believe in God. That's what it says, y'all. I hope y'all be reading these scriptures. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. In other words, Jesus telling you that he and God are the same. They are one of the same. In other words, y'all, Jesus in this earth was God. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in the earth, his name became Jesus. That's all that means. This is what Jesus was trying to get his disciples to see and to let them know. He's not, just as you believe God, you can believe me. What I tell you, these are the words of truth. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, see, y'all, not, I don't know. Some of you may have never seen a mansion. Some of you may have never seen a mansion, let alone been in one. But I remember when I was going to Andrew College, and I used to keep the president. Boys, he had three boys, William, David, or what we call Carrot Top, and Robert. And they were Greers. That was big. And the president was called Dr. Greer. His name was Dr. William Greer. In other words, I used to keep his boys and teach them. I was also teaching his boys how to play tennis. Yes, I used to be a tennis player, y'all. Y'all thought I was going to play basketball, didn't you? I was on the tennis team as well. I had a good racket, too. I played pretty good tennis. But at any rate, I used to stay at his mansion. So I've been in one. In a mansion, you got many, many rooms inside of that mansion. A mansion is a very, very large establishment, large homestead, very fancy. You got a lot of fancy stuff in it. It's very immaculate. That's where a mansion is not like a regular running a vehicle. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a trailer or a trailer park. I'm not saying that any time you got somewhere to lay your head to get it out the weather, you're doing good. But I'm just saying you can't compare a trailer park or a trailer or a mobile home to a mansion. There's no comparison. There's no comparison. So now, in a mansion, you got many rooms inside of a mansion. But look at what Jesus said right here. In this particular scripture, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He didn't say rooms. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. In other words, in his Father's kingdom, in the world to come, y'all, which we await on, we got a mansion that's been prepared just for us, just for us. So this here scripture is not a doom and gloom scripture where we're supposed to sit around and be sad. No, 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 no. Matter of fact, we say to our sister and our dear brother and the parting of their loved one, we don't tell them not to cry. We don't tell them not to cry. That's a natural response. It's easy for you to tell somebody not to cry when it's not you going through. You got to remember that, y'all. We need to be very sensitive to us. That's what a lot of us fail at. We fail to be sensitive when it comes to us, but we want everybody to be sensitive to us when we are in trouble. But see, that's a natural response. It's the grief. But after you have grieved, I believe it's in Peter that says, after you have suffered a little while, that the Lord will give you strength. He will strengthen you and give you the inclination and the courage and the power to go on and to keep moving forward. That's what this is, scripture is all about here to a degree. He said, now, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, many mansions. One, I go to prepare a place for you. Mean it? Look here. I got to go. Because if I don't go and prepare this place, it won't be prepared and you won't have nowhere to go. He said, but look at this here, next line here. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. My brothers and sisters, we got a lot of naysayers out here today. They make mockery. They make mockery. And they say about Jesus' second coming. Some of them don't believe it. They don't believe that Jesus is coming again. But I'm here to tell you, y'all, if he came the first time, he's coming again. And I think in the book of Galatians it said, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. Jesus was born at the right particular point in time, not a one moment early, not one moment late, but at the right proper time. And just like he came the first time, he is coming again. And you can bank that. You can bank on that. You may can't count on me to make, and I may not can count on you, because people will let you down. I'm here to tell you that, y'all. Don't put people up too high, because when you do that, you're doing yourself a dishonor. Because people will let you down. No one should be up there where Jesus is. When you start thinking people, because most of the time you cannot really rely and count on people. They will let you down every time. So once you get to thinking that, and I mean just as soon as you start bragging on them, that's when they'll let you down. That's when they'll let you down. But here Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, because I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to prepare a place, and then I'm going to not only go and prepare, but I'm coming back, and I'm going to get you. That's what this scripture is telling us here, y'all, in John 14. And then he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare this place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I mean, I'm coming back and get you, and where I am, you're going to be there also. Meaning we're going to be with him forevermore. That's exactly what that means. But now look at that fourth verse. And whether I go, you know. He said, and the way, you know. Jesus said, now where I'm going, you know. God, I don't tell you where I'm going. And the way, you know. Because I don't tell you that. I am the way. He said, where I am, there, that you may be also. He said, well, the goal ye you know, and the way you know. Thomas said, listen to Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas, but Thomas, we would have been the same way. We need to stop talking about Thomas, because some of we would have been the same way had we been in that situation. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Look what Jesus told him. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That said it all right there, y'all. You want to know the way? Jesus is the way. You want to know the way? Jesus is the way. Nobody gets to the Father but through Jesus. So now if you want to get cute, like I say, we got people that they follow everything and every wind of doctrine come by. They jump from place to place. Like I said, people change churches like they change underclothes. You can't do that. You trying to find a perfect church. There are no perfect churches, y'all. Let me tell you that right away. There are no perfect churches because there are no perfect people. We all got flaws. We all got flaws. But Jesus does not have any flaws. Jesus said, I am the way. If we are following Jesus, it shouldn't matter what madam, no, brother, yes, yes, say. If you're following Jesus. See, in other words, I can go to any church as long as they are preaching the gospel, the truth. I can remain at that church as long as they are preaching the true word. It's not about do they like me. See, that's another thing that we need to stop and get off that bandwagon about. Look, everybody is not going to like you. I'm just here to tell y'all this here. I know this from experience. People can like you 1 minute and the next minute hate you within that same breath. You can't go and rely on people, everybody liking you. That's not going to happen. People, if you look at Jesus' life, Jesus did no wrong. None whatsoever. He was sinless, took on my sin and yours. But he himself never sinned. He was sinless. But there was still people that hated him. And he Jesus. So now don't you realize if they hated Jesus, truly they're going to hate us. As a matter of fact, Jesus even told us that in the word. He said, they have hated me first. So you know the servant is not greater than his master. And if they've hated me, truly they're going to hate you. And in John 6:66, the same book I'm in tonight, in John, if you go to 6th chapter, the 66th verse, it tells you that a lot of people that followed Jesus at one time, they stopped and they turned back and they never followed Jesus again. Why is that? Read the story. You can see why. You see, as long as Jesus was giving them fish sandwiches and hamburgers, as long as they were giving them the fish and the loaves and the feeding and doing all of the good stuff for them, he didn't have no problem with people following him. That's just the way it is with some of us. We got people that are clean to us as long as they think that they can get something out of us. They'll clean with you stick and they'll say, oh, I'm with you, Minute Man. I'm with you, Brother Hammerman. I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. No, they with you because they're getting something from you at that particular point in time. But are they really with you? The point, the proof is in the pudding. Wait till you need them. When you really need them, this is when you can say that a person is really with you. You see, Jesus had an inner circle, y'all. Jesus had an inner circle. And that inner circle was Peter, James, and John. Those three disciples saw some stuff that the other disciples never saw. Jesus showed it to them and revealed it to them because those three disciples Jesus considered that were more closer to him than the rest. But if you notice, even they let Jesus die. To a degree. The only one that stuck kind of with Jesus all the way through to the end, he was at the foot of the cross with Jesus' mother Mary, and that was John, the beloved John. John stuck there, but the rest of them scattered. That's just the way it is with people that we come in contact with. People say that they with you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Minute Man. I'm with you, Sister So-and-so. I'm with you. But the last, soon as they get a little difficult, they run and leave you out there hanging on a limb. I dare you to walk out on a limb with some people. They'll cut it off for you. Hey, there, Sister Jack, I see you in there. All right, good to see you. You're at the end this time, though. I don't think, but we are right at the end of this in particular Bible study dedicated to my brother and fellow Deacon Gregory Holmes and Annie York and his mom. Also, for Dorothy Downey, we dedicated this here to them tonight for the passing of their loved one, her daughter, Sister Jan Davis, and his sister. And And we are doing this here as a special dedication and memorial to them, because I normally do a video anyway when someone departs like that, especially if I know them. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to do one yet and still, but I just hadn't done it just yet. But I knew that this Bible study was coming up, and so I was going to dedicate that to them instead. But I still may do one. So we thank you for coming. And like I say, everybody, let me see here. Okay, yeah, you replay it and check it out. And like I say, that's the gist of this thing, y'all. We are just John 14 that lets us know we don't have to be troubled. But when we lose another one, we are going to grieve. That's just a natural response. Don't tell people not to cry. Don't do that. Let them get it out. But we know that God will give them the strength, and we are praying for their strength to God to get them through this. Because I think that all of us have been through this here at least once in our lives. At least once in our lives. I know I lost my sister. I lost one of my sisters back in 2012. And I know how I felt. And I cried. So why am I going to tell somebody else not to cry? No. Cry and get it out your system. But just realize that you can always count on Jesus. You may can't count on any man every day in the 24/7, but you can always count on Jesus 24/7. And remember, y'all, I said this. In response to John 14, by letting not your heart be troubled, we can believe in God. We can believe also in Jesus. He said, I am the way. I'm talking to all of you that are looking for perfect places to go. There are no perfect churches, y'all. So you might as well stop looking for that. Find you a church that is Bible-believing and they preaching the word. Once you find that, that's not the best you're going to do. Make certain that is in place. And then the rest of it, you got to forget about people, because everybody, I don't care what church you go to, everybody there at that church is not going to like you. There's going to be somebody there that's not going to like you. That's just a given. That's a given. So if you're looking for everybody to like you, I don't think there's no place on this earth that you're going to be able to go. But you got to be, in other words, you got to remember who you are in Christ. As long, like Biggie Wilder said, as long as I got King D, I don't need nobody else. See, that's our mentality we got to have. Just as long as I got King D, he is the way, I'll be all right. So that, with that said, y'all, we want y'all to continue to pray for my brothers, my dear sister, and my brother, and their loss and their loved one. Send up a prayer for them, that God will hold them through these trying times, and make everything, which he is going to do that. He's holding them now. But we want to just continue to give them the prayer, because we all need prayer. We all need prayer. And I thank y'all for coming on this particular special Bible study on tonight. And we hope that we will be here in the same spot this time next week. I want to just say again, I'm going to announce again that I did finish my third book. It is finished. It's in review right now, but it will be on the shelf in Amazon in just a couple of days. But I did finish my book, and I'm going to give y'all the title of it. It's a Final Cry from God. In other words, and I got a subtitle says there is a selective, concise, compressed version of biblical prophecy. And I think it's a very good book. I mean, I got it very compressed. I got it compressed. And I gave some key points and everything, and let everybody know, just like let not your heart be troubled, it's prophetic that Jesus is coming, y'all, to carry us to glory land. This is what this book is about, and letting us know that God has been making a final cry for the last 2,000 years, y'all. He's been crying. That cry is going to stop. The book will let you know that. Like I say, don't be surprised if you get the book, and it may not be what you expect. But I guarantee you, if you read it with understanding, the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your understanding, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'll just go ahead and do a disclaimer right now, y'all, because okay, I'm human. I make mistakes. So if you find any mistakes in it, which I'm quite sure you're going to find some, take them for love and just realize what I was trying to say. Holy Spirit will let you know that. So I just wanted to let y'all know that I did finish the book. That's number 3. And I'm not going to start on another one just yet, but there will be another one that will follow. But I'm not certain how, which angle I'm going to go with this. This might be a musical book this time. It might be. So with that being said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead on and let y'all go, and we're going to end this thing in the proper way. Now, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And I'm going to say, as I always do, y'all, whatever you get into, if God is not in it, please, ma'am, please, sir, come on out of it, because it's going to come to nothing. Until the next video, next Bible study, whichever comes for it, this be the man saying peace and good night. Y'all take care of yourselves. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.